Hello.
Hey Terry, this is Josh speaking. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Terry, is it a good time to call you right now to have a discussion?
I thought you were calling at 1, but sure, I guess 2 o'clock is fine.
I got occupied with a couple of meetings and I tried to wrap them up ASAP to get on call with you. I reviewed the draft that you shared with me. So the only confusion that was of one of the messages that you sent regarding the dedication page. That is one of the reasons why I wanted to get on call to get a brief idea about that. So the one that you have shared, it shows completely how the formatting would go. So the only confusion that I have is regarding the dedication page that you mentioned earlier on. So is that something that you would want to add or you wouldn't want to add?
No, I don't want a dedication page. I don't need it. I've looked at other books. It doesn't seem like that's something that you find common in children's books.
All right, that sounds great. That sounds great. So the revised file that you have shared with me, that would be the final formatting, right?
Yeah, as long as you can have, I mean, I couldn't figure out how to get the front and back cover on that or in that file. So, I also, put in the blank pages that need to be there for the formatting to work. So did you look at that carefully?
Yep, I looked at that as well. So I just wanted to let you know that I see that you have cleared it out completely. That first one would be the cover that we agreed on. Then that would be the back of the page. That is perfectly fine. So the two pages at the start would be the blank, like the right one and the one behind that. So, hey, Grandma, what is an earthquake is going to be the title page on the right side. And then on the next page, we're going to have the copyright page, which would include the book's ISBN. And also the copyright would change from Terry S. Long to Terry Long. So I see that,
Right.
and the formatting is correct the way we are going to have it aligned with white borders going along with each other. So I have that file. So what I'm going to do is I will have a complete final file shared with you, which will include the ISBN and the barcode as well. So when I share the next files with you, since you have shared the final formatting with me, I will be sharing the final files, which will have the cover, the ISBN barcode and everything, and I'll be sharing that with you within like next 2 business days, 2 to 3 business days.
Okay, it sounds like a long time for you to just put two files together, but okay.
The
So
thing
the
is that they
ISBN.
need to format it accordingly. That's the maximum time I'm saying. But I will try my best to have it resolved by Thursday at max because right now my illustration team won't be available. I will be sharing them with them, so by tomorrow they're going to work on that. So hopefully by Friday in the first half or Thursday day end, I'm going to share the files with you.
Okay, so let's slow down a minute because I need you to answer some questions for me.
Sure thing,
I'm
sure thing.
going out of town on I'm going out of town on Thursday. I will be not within anywhere where I can get any, emails or anything. I'm going to Lake Powell. So honestly, I guess I can say to you, if you can get this to me by next Tuesday, and it's absolutely complete and all nice and neat, then my assumption is, first of all, the ISBN that you're going to put on it with the barcode is for what? The soft cover?
It's going to be for paperback and hardcover both.
But you need a different ISBN for both.
Yep, that is correct. So I will be sharing one of the one with paperback cover on it.
Okay, but you're also going to eventually, when we do the hardcover, what will the spine look like? Will it just be the same as the front and the back? That
Yep,
same, it'll just wrap?
it's going to be in the same color, same dedication. Only the what you call the width of that would be a bit more since it's going to be a hardcover. The width of it's going to be more of 0. some mm. So that is
Okay.
something that I'm going to share that with you as well, and also check on
Okay.
Amazon regarding the hardcover and the page count.
Okay.
And regarding the
Okay.
pricing that you shared with me, I checked with my publishing team as well regarding the pricing. So there are different pricing that goes with the illustration book. So for the ebook, that is around like $4.99, $4.99, and for the paperback, it is around like $9.99, and for the hardcover, it's somewhere around like $14.99. But this is something that is an estimate at this point. Reason being, when we are publishing book on Amazon, Amazon reviews the book completely and then provides us the printing cost. So that is one of the costs that Amazon deducts and then shares the profit. So once the book is into publishing phase, that's the best time when we can set the correct price after Amazon informs us what the cost of the book would be on Amazon. And according to that, we can set our profits and the pricing accordingly.
Okay. So by the time I get home a week from today, mm-hmm. I will have a final copy of the book so I can, like, I'm just totally like I'm opening the book. Cover, back of cover, first page, back of first page, title page. I'll see the, all that, right?
Yep, that is correct. That is correct. And you said that you're going on 15th, right?
I'm leaving this Thursday, yes.
All right, sounds great. So
yeah,
I will.
15th.
Sounds great. So I will.
I'd rather you not rush it. I'd rather you do it and have it be right. So I can
Absolutely.
See it, and I can see the ISBNs and the barcode and all that kind of stuff. And then the pricing, I'm glad you finally addressed that. Josh, I've asked you about it I don't even know how many times. So
no,
I appreciate that you finally have some numbers for me.
Yes, absolutely. The thing is, currently we are dealing with multiple publishing as well. So right now Amazon is considering to have their prices change. Even yesterday when we were publishing a few books, Amazon did pop up a notification where they mentioned that the pricing, the costing of the books might change from their end by 20th. So that is something that we were waiting on to get Amazon's final verdict to understand how they're going to be moving ahead with different pricing. So yesterday we got a final notification where we were informed that Amazon would be changing the pricing, and that is something that they're going to update on 20th. And that is something that's standard for everyone. So that's one of the reasons why
okay.
I said that once we are into the printing phase or the publishing phase, that's the best time for us to set the final price.
Okay.
So
now, after you send me the copies and I get back to you and say these look good, are you going to send me a copy of the book to look at before we post it, or do you just go ahead and post it?
No, we will. It's either way. Let me explain that to you. So if we are posting on Amazon, it can go either way. It's more on the client's choice as well, that if they wish to publish the book on Amazon first, because we do share the print preview with you before we go ahead with publishing the file, so that you get an idea how the book looks when the client would print it or when the client would be reading it online, the ebook. The only concern is that in some cases, the client prefer to have a physical book first, and then they move towards publishing, because at times the physical book may look a bit different as compared to having it online. So it's totally your call. Both of the cases are
okay.
perfectly fine. So if you wish to have a single book printed and so that you can have a look at it, that is something that you can go ahead with as well.
Okay, and then so how long would, let's say next Tuesday, I look at the book, it looks good, and I tell you I'd like to see a copy of it. How long will that take?
Okay, so if by next Tuesday you approve the book and everything seems good, so within 1 or 2 days the team formats the book according to the KDP standards. So, okay, so once you approve the book, that is going to take around like 2 to 3 business days for the team to proceed ahead with the printing order, and then it takes around like 10 to 12 business days for the physical book to reach out at your place.
Okay, so it's much faster if I just say move forward without sending me a single book.
Yep, that is a more quicker process where you can have the book published on Amazon directly, and Amazon does provide the option for having the author's copy printed and mailed in as well. So that is one quicker
okay.
option.
And then eventually you're going to send me 50 copies, soft cover copies of this book, correct?
Yep, that is correct. Let me check your printed count as well. And yep, that is the 50 printed count, and we'll be sending that to you as well.
Okay. So let me ask you one more time. So if next week I approve the book and I say I don't need you to send me a single book, let's just go ahead and get it on Amazon, is that when you also will start marketing my book on Amazon, and how long will that take for it to be showing up on Amazon?
Okay, so Amazon, what's going to happen is, for example, by next Tuesday you approve the book, I'm going to have the task assigned to my team to have the book published on Amazon. So within two business days, Amazon sends us the preview links that I'm going to share with you. So that's like a pre-live stage. So once I share those preview links with you, you just have to go through them once. Those are the final reviews before we make the book go live. Once you approve those previews as well, the book is going to go live within the next 24 to 72 hours.
Okay. And then when do I actually give you information about checking an account and all that for the so that you can set up my account on Amazon and then on the other platforms as well, correct?
Yep, that is correct. So by next week, when I share the final files with you, I'm going to share the publishing form with you as well. So once you approve the final files, you can share the form as well, and we'll have that kickstarted.
And the publishing form is where I give you my bank account number
and
all that?
Yep. So you'll get two forms. One is the printing form, which will have your details regarding the mailing address and all that. That is going to be sent to our printing team. And the other one would be the publishing form, where you are going to simply let us know your bank account and details. Yep.
Okay. All right. And then as far as the other platforms go, you just start with Amazon, and then you said you do Barnes & Noble, and then you get it on the others after that?
Yep, that is correct. That is correct. So first we kick off with Amazon, then Barnes & Noble, and that's how we proceed forward through the other publishing platforms.
And do you advertise or market on all of those other platforms?
Okay, we do have that as well, where we update all the wordings regarding that. We do have that option as well. We do that. We do set up the keywords like this where, for example, if people are searching in that way, your book does come up. So it's like search engine optimization as well. So we do that while publishing on Amazon or Google as well.
Okay.
Like the publishing
and then
platform.
Eventually, aren't you okay, are you eventually going to ask me, like, to give you an about the author thing? Because don't they do that on Amazon as well?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay.
So when I shared the publishing form with you, it has the portion where we're going to ask the details about you. So you would need to provide that in the publishing form, and we're going to simply have that added on Amazon. And Barnes & Noble do have that option as well. So we'll get that added on all the publishing platforms where it can be added.
Okay. All right. So I'm giving you until next Tuesday. Hopefully everything will be done by then. So you don't need to rush. I'd rather have you do everything the way we're asking.
Absolutely.
And then I might not be back to you Tuesday. I'm driving home on Tuesday, but you'll hear from me no later than Wednesday. And then hopefully we can proceed and move forward, all right?
Sure, that sounds great. And if anything comes up, for example, any suggestion or anything like that, I will reach out to you by tomorrow if anything comes up so that I can keep you updated before you're leaving out of town, all right?
Okay. All right, Josh, thank you
so
much.
Thank you so much, Terry.
All right,
hope
see you later.
Have a wonderful
day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.